Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today's episode is Word Power, and we will talk today about the prefixes X and extra. Now, the prefixes X and extra can have several closely related meanings, depending on the word or root to which they are attached. These prefixes mean outside, beyond, out of, or away from. Now, the prefix X has the famous meaning of former, like when we say ex-wife or ex-husband. But we will talk about the meaning of the prefix X beyond this common meaning. Now, let's start with the very first word we will focus on, and that is the word excerpt. E-X-C-E-R-P-T. Let's take a look at this example. The magazine article included several short excerpts from one of President Reagan's speeches. Now, what is the meaning of this word excerpt? An excerpt is a short piece of writing or music which is taken from a larger piece. So, that is our first word, excerpt. Now, let's move on to talk about our next word, exclude. E-X-C-L-U-D-E. Let's take a look at this example. To protect the nesting birds, the new rules will exclude all vehicles and pets from the beaches between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So, what is the meaning of exclude? If you exclude someone from a place or activity, you prevent them from entering it or taking part in it. And that's exactly what the meaning of this word exclude in this example is. And now let's move on to the next word, exclusive. An exclusive is spelled E-X-C-L-U-S-I-V-E. Let's take a look at this example. The movie star had promised one magazine an exclusive interview about her new movie. Reporters for other magazines were asked to leave. So, what is the meaning of this exclusive interview? If a newspaper, magazine, or broadcasting organization describes one of its reports as exclusive, they mean that it is a special report which does not appear in any other publication or on any other channel. So that is the exclusive, especially here, the exclusive interview. And now for the next word, excursion. E-X-C-U-R-S-I-O-N. Now let's take a look at this example. Leaving the familiar world behind, Lewis and Clark began their excursion into the unfamiliar Louisiana territory. What is the meaning of excursion? What is the meaning of this excursion into the unfamiliar Louisiana territory? If you describe an activity as an excursion into something, you mean that it is an attempt to develop or understand something new that you have not experienced before. And that is exactly what Lewis and Clark did. And now for our next word, extracurricular. Extracurricular is spelled E-X-T-R-A-C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-A-R. A long word, I know. Extracurricular. Let's take a look at this example. Students must have a C average to be allowed to participate in football, the science club, or other extracurricular activities. So, what is the meaning of extracurricular activities? Extracurricular activities are activities for students that are not part of their course. So, that was the meaning of extracurricular. Now, we still have 5 more words to go, but before we continue, let me remind you that you can find a link in the description that will take you to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. There you will find a custom post made specifically for this episode. You will find interactive exercises, an interactive video, a PDF practice worksheet you can download and practice on your own, and then you can check the answers in the answer key we provide. You will find everything you need to take your English to the next level, based, of course, on the episode, but you will always need practice to remember and to master the things you're learning here in English Plus Podcast. So I hope you want to take your English to the next level by taking this link and going to our website. And if you like the content we're creating and you would like to support us, please take the link, which you will also find in the description of the episode. This link will take you to Patreon, and there you can become a patron of the show and support our show and help us create more of the content you love. Now, with that being said, let me continue and let's go back to our words. And we're focusing today on words that start with the prefixes ex and extra. Now, we talked about extracurricular. Now it's time to talk about extradite. Extradite. Let's take a look at this example. The government of Mexico agreed to extradite the escaped prisoner. She should be returned to the United States soon. So what is the meaning of extradite? And it's kind of something a government does. If someone is extradited, they are officially sent back to their own or another country to be tried for a crime that they have been accused of. So that is the meaning of extradite. Now let's move to the next word, extraneous. 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 Now let's take a look at this example. Try to understand the speaker's position on the issue. Do not be misled by extraneous information about her brother. What is the meaning of extraneous information? Extraneous things are not relevant or essential to the situation you are involved in or the subject you are talking about. They're extraneous. They're not relevant. They're without. They're from the outside. So that is extraneous. Now let's move on to talk about the next keyword, and that is extrasensory. Extrasensory is spelled extrasensory. Let's take a look at this example. Ed believes that animals have an extrasensory ability to predict earthquakes, but I think their reactions have to do with their excellent hearing. So what is the meaning of extrasensory? Extrasensory is something occurring or seeming to occur apart from or in addition to the normal function of the usual senses. Now, I wouldn't say that this is called the sixth sense, but it's kind of like the sixth sense. It is beyond our five senses, extrasensory. So let's move on now to the next word, extravagant. Extravagant. Let's take a look at this example. My father was not usually extravagant, but the diamond necklace he gave mom for their anniversary looked very expensive. So what is the meaning of extravagant? Now, someone who is extravagant spends more money than they can afford or uses more of something than is reasonable. But here in the example, the person said, my father was not usually extravagant, but it happened on that occasion that he bought mom this ridiculously expensive diamond necklace. But that is the meaning of extravagant. And now let's move on to talk about the very last word for our episode today, and that is exaltation. Exultation. Exaltation. Let's take a look at this example. The exultation following our victory in the basketball tournament lasted well into the night. What is the meaning of exaltation? Now, the act of exulting, lively or triumphant joy, as over success or victory. You do that after success and victory, triumph and joy. You won something, a big victory, and there comes the exaltation. Now, that being said, these will be all the words I wanted to share with you. I hope you found the words interesting. And what's interesting about these words is that you can always group them together with the ex and extra prefixes. It is always a good idea to group the new words you learn, and by doing that, you will remember them easier in the future. But as I told you, the next step that you need to take is to practice. If you really want to remember these words, if you really want to add them to your active vocabulary bank, it's always a good idea to practice. So take the link you will find in the description, go to EnglishPlusPodcast.com, and there you will find everything you need to practice. Interactive activities, interactive video, a PDF practice worksheet, simply everything you need to practice the words. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. I want to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.